From Lake Wasota, once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
Pretty sure this song was heard every Friday during my senior year of high school, which was 1982. And in fact, tomorrow is my 40-year class reunion. Class of 82 will be gathering in Apple Valley, Minnesota. I will not be there. I had previously made other plans. And to be honest, like a lot of other people, there's a reunion every day on Facebook. You know, you see what your friends are doing. And I think also, as I've gotten older, like a lot of other people, small talk is just getting to be less and less of a thing. But if you are having a class reunion this week, and if you're forced to listen to Loverboy, wish you all the best. Hope it goes well. We have a newsletter that we put out every weekday afternoon. You can sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. You can also like us on Facebook. And I was looking at the stats this week, and apparently, Luke, you are good for business, because since the start of this little radio experiment, our newsletter subscriptions and our Facebook likes and our Instagram follows have taken a nice jump, and I hold you partially responsible for that. So thank you.
Happy to do it.
A little something extra, you know, for you in the. No, there won't. That's not my job. That's Crudy's job, is to take care of that. Although I will try to come up with a proper, you know, producer gift next week, because I believe Thursday, Friday, I'm going to come down there and join you in studio and, you know, broadcast from down that way. Apparently, I get pushed out of the house every now and then. It seems I need fresh air. It's the kind of thing humans need once in a while, because otherwise I will just sit here in this office looking at Lake Wasota over here, the cornfield over there, you know, the air is flowing through. Just, it's perfect. You know, it's perfect. But
say, you got everything you need. Why do you need to go
anywhere
else?
I got everything I need. I really do. The only thing I need to do is there's a mini fridge in the garage right now that's used as a beer fridge. If I could just move that mini fridge into here, I mean, and look, if the toilet repair doesn't go well this weekend, maybe I just move that to just over in the corner here. I don't know. I'm getting close to just building my own tomb at some point. And I think a lot of old men kind of get that way. So it seems like it's going to be a natural thing.
Yeah. I mean, we've got the mini fridge full of beer here in the studio. So when you come in next Thursday and Friday, I'll have it stocked for you.
Oh yeah. Cause that's what I need to be doing at 8 o'clock in the morning, is pulling a Kathy Lee and Hoda and start mimosas at that hour. Weather is going to be unsettled all weekend. To hear the gurus at the National Weather Service tell it, low pressure system is just kind of sitting up over the state, going to be here all weekend and occasionally bring, you know, wave after wave of rain here or there. And I finally figured out what was different about yesterday, not just the fact that we got nearly 5 inches of rain here, but the thing that was different was that we could just sit and listen to the thunder, because pretty much everything that's rolled through this year has been that classic, you know, line of thunderstorms, that fast moving line of rain, or it's been an all day rain, but without, you know, the thunder and lightning. It's very rare that we've had what I refer to as a garden variety thunderstorm that, you know, goes on and on. There's thunder, there's lightning, but it's not severe. And there were no watches or warnings around us yesterday. So, you know, we felt like we could just, you know, sit there as we were, watching TV in the after dinner and just enjoy it. It's we haven't had that kind of, you know, enjoyable thunderstorm. And like I said, the cornfields and everything around here are just loving it. You know, the 5 inches here, and I'm sure less elsewhere. The Brewers are at Wrigley Field this afternoon, and then again Saturday and Sunday. Adam McKelvey is the Brewers beat writer for MLB.com, and he writes, are these 7 games in 10 days against the Dodgers, the best in the National League, a litmus test for a Brewers team trying to get back on track? To be determined. Andrew McCutchen homered twice for 3 RBIs. Hunter Renfroe hit a 2-run homer. The Brewers' 4 best relievers provided spotless work behind Corbin Burns for a 5-3 win over the Dodgers and a split of the series. They meet again at Dodger Stadium next week for 3 more games, and that'll settle the regular season series. But for now, the Brewers trail the Cardinals by 3 games, and there are just 45 games left to go. Before we leave the Dodgers at American Family Field. I don't think we've talked about this here.
I was going to ask if you saw it. So, yeah.
The Dodgers announcer who went down Bernie Brewer's slide and ended up with two broken bones and six cracked ribs, I believe it was.
Something like that. Yeah, it was. I thought it was only one rib at first, but yeah, I've heard now that it was multiple.
That was
ribs.
A real crash when he got down to the bottom. And I don't know what it was that made it slicker than usual. And I think you're supposed to, like Bernie Brewer does, you kind of land on your feet. You got to stand up as soon as you get to the bottom, grab that flag and start waving. And this Dodger announcer, stayed on his tea kettle and went right into the wall. Like much like a hockey player. It looked just like when a hockey player is knocked on their keister and they end up sliding into the wall. Same thing, right into his shoulder. You hear him yelp, grab for his arm. And to his great credit, he was back reporting the game yesterday with, the cracked ribs. He had the cast on his arm and everything. And that just goes to prove Bernie Brewer is tougher than your mascot. Whoever your mascot is out there in baseball, football, whatever league you're in, our guy's tougher. Just try going down that slide without breaking a bone.
And it was interesting because Bernie gave him a card yesterday before the day game that said pretty much it was like, get well soon. But then if you open it up, I believe it said something along the lines of leave it to the professionals next time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is. And it is also worth noting that mascots are one of those that I lump in with, TV news anchors and some others. Some people make the job look easy, but there's actually more to it than you know. And in the case of a mascot, the things that they have to go through, and then if they have to do some kind of a physical antic, whether it's dunk a basketball or in this case, go down a slide. Again, this is not a place necessarily for amateurs. And that's what that poor Dodger reporter found out. So now I've got to know from this point on at every home series, you got to figure every visiting announcer team is going to ask if they can do it to try to show how tough they are and will the Brewers let them, or is nobody ever going to want to try to do that again? And, I would never try it. It's just too high up for me. Would you give that a go if invited?
Oh yeah. I got to graduate high school in Miller Park. Then it was Miller Park. And so that was where mm-hmm. the ceremony took place. And our principal did it during the graduation ceremony. So,
really?
Yeah, he got to go down Bernie's slide and then kind of came jogging down. And there's other parts of the ceremony. And then he did the whole run it out of the bullpen across the field to the stage for graduation. So it was pretty interesting.
That's pretty lucky. Principal. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, he was also retiring with our year. So I think that was part of his going away gift. We were the last graduating class that he oversaw at the high school.
And not to end on a down note, but boy, you got to feel for Josh Hader. Blew another save, gave up, I think, the go-ahead home run yesterday and was just getting booed at Petco Park in San Diego. Things are not going well for him. So, we saw the slump before the All-Star game and thought, this is a mistake to trade him away, but starting to wonder now. Maybe we are on the right path forward. We will definitely find out if we can get out of Wrigley Field without embarrassing ourselves. Christina Laurie from Up North News is coming up next. We'll be right back.